They're on the hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Jesus, he don't just bring you out, but he fixes you and establishes your going so that you can go on in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for that today. Praise God. We thank God for him being a God that can change things in your life for the better. Many people are going to other folks and other things, and it's not making things better for them. It's bringing about a change, but it's making things worse.
Yes.
But Jesus is making things all the better. Thank and praise God for being baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I so often say, on my way to heaven and enjoying the trip. I'm not struggling to get there because the way of a transgressor is hard. It's not I, but it's the Christ that's within me that's causing me to live this life. We certainly thank and praise God for you that are listening to us today. Friends, you're listening to that noisy church again on the air, better known as the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York, where we're holding services right here at 2012 Fulton Street, right here between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. And we're here every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We invite you wherever you are to get up and come on down here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where the blessings of the Lord are going forth, where people are being blessed, saved, healed, and delivered. Amen. Our motto here at this church is, you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. Listen, my friend, if you can produce the faith, God can and God will produce the miracle. There's no telling what God can do if you just believe. That's all God is asking for you to do is believe him. Are you sick today? Are you suffering? Are you in pain? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? When Jesus says, just have a mustard seed of faith and believe him. My friends, if you can just muster up a little bit of faith, there's no telling what God can do. There's no telling what God can fix in your life. The Bible lets us know that he's able to do more than we can ask or think. He's able to do that even what you ain't even thinking about. He's able to do it for you. Hallelujah. All he asks you to do is believe him. And that's why I come to you today and tell you, there is no telling what God can do. If you believe. devils out. Through the praise of God. Through the praise of our lips. Through the sound of our instruments. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you sick today? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Put your hand on the radio right now. I'm going to pray for you. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body. God is a healer. I said, God is a healer. He's able to heal whatever's wrong with you. Let's call on Jesus. 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 My God, cast the devil out. Drive back devils. Drive back demons. Right now, heal all matter diseases, dry up cancer, melt away tumors, bring that blood pressure down, take that sugar out the blood, in the name of Jesus, clear up the lungs, Lord God, heal up the joints, oh God, Jesus, Jesus, show your divine power, and I thank you, boy, right now, for making these bodies everywhere whole, all over the land, and we count it done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh my God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Today, Marsha. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. That's it, my friends. That's it, my friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Not only did we pray for you, but we played some Holy Ghost music to drive devils and evil spirits away from you. Now it's your job to thank the Lord. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for your deliverance. Thank him for bringing you out. Thank him for making a way out of no way. It is done by the power of God. Now remember, my friends, you're listening to the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. And this is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. We're so glad to come to you today on this radio station with this Holy Ghost noise. Yeah, there's a lot of folks making a noise, but it ain't that sanctified Holy Ghost noise. You don't find too many people doing that nowadays. But here at Exodus, we're still making a Holy Ghost noise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We invite you to come wherever you are and get on in this noise where you can have your deliverance, where you can be free. We invite you to come over here. When the table is spreading and the feast of the Lord going on. In the 23rd Psalms, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. We got a table spread over here that the Lord done fixed up. And what's on the table, the Lord is saying, is setting before you. Just reach over there and get it. Come on and clap your hands and give the Lord a great big hand clap. God bless you, God bless you. I guess y'all are listening to us saying, my Lord, that is the noisiest church I ever heard in my life. Well, the Bible says make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and that's what we're doing. And we thank God for you for tuning in to all of this noise.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Maybe they might not make this much noise at your church. That's all right.
That's all.
But at least you can tune into us and hear some of this noise.
Yes, you can.
And we invite you to get in on the noise.
Yes.
Remember, my friends, you're listening to services coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple right here in Brooklyn, New York, where our doors do swing on welcome hinges. We invite you to come and come on over here where the table is spread and this feast of the Lord is going on. We invite you, my friends, wherever you are, we'd be so glad to hear from you. I'm always glad to get a letter from God's people. Won't you write me this week? If you have a special prayer request, write me this week at Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's Pastor Lawrence Staton, Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Our phone number is 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. Get your Bibles right quickly and go with me to the book of Proverbs, the 15th chapter. That's Proverbs, the 15th chapter, and we want to look at the third verse. We've been talking about God seeing things and knowing things, and we want to keep in that vein on today and share with you here in Radio Land, just as we've done with our fellow worshipers here at Exodus. We want to share this with you on today. That's Proverbs, the 15th chapter, and the third verse. We find these words recorded for our reading. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. My friends, I want to tell you today, no matter where you are, no matter where you're living, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're saying, God's eyes is beholding you.
Yes, he is.
He's looking at you, he's looking at me, and he sees everything that we do. Sometimes we feel we can get away with stuff. Sometimes we feel that we can do stuff, don't nobody know nothing about it. Like I remember my former pastor, the late evangelist, Maddie B. Poole, was teaching one time in Bible class, and she taught about two sisters who was stealing chickens out the hen house. And they were reaching in and stealing chickens out, and then they would go to church and be in there jumping and shouting. And so one of the sisters said, listen, don't you feel guilty about you done stolen chicken? She said, I ain't gonna let no little chicken stop me from shouting. Kept right on jumping over all that stuff. But not realize that God saw when she stole them chickens.
Yes. Go ahead, sir.
My friends, God see you when you stealing stuff. You might feel that nobody else see it. Maybe the surveillance camera might not have caught you in the act, but God sees you.
Yes, he did.
Song says he's got an all-seeing eye that's watching you. No matter where you are, no matter what you do, God's got an eye watching you. Oh, yes, God's got an eye watching you when you go to the grocery store and you go over to the produce section and you start picking off the grapes. And when you get through picking the grapes off, what was 5 pounds have now become 4 pounds, and you don't even buy the grapes. You leave them sitting there. God looking at you, you done stole them grapes.
Right,
and when you're talking about you tasting the grapes to see what they taste like, you done had a whole meal full, a belly full,
amen.
And now you're going on, then you're going to come on to church and jump like you ain't did nothing. Yes, but God is looking at you.
Yes,
my friends, I want to tell you today, God is looking at you, man, when you're beating on your wife and then coming to church and leading the prayer service, coming to church, standing before the pulpit preaching. God is looking at you.
Yes,
you done fought your wife at home. And now when you come to church, you're acting like everything is all hunky-dory and everything is okay. But God is looking at you, wife beater, and God's going to get you.
He's going to get you
sooner or later.
Yes,
my God, women, God is looking at you when you're fighting your husband. Some of y'all are taking advantage of your husband. You got him henpecked. You slapped him all upside his head. You called him all kind of names and what have you. God is looking at you. He's going to get you after a while. You might run for a long time, but don't worry, my friends. God's going to cut you down after a while. The Bible lets us to know that we don't have to fret ourselves because of evildoers, for they soon will be cut down just like the grass. You got to be careful of what you do. Some of you are being vindictive and you're doing things to folks, amen, call yourself getting even with them. You've got that mindset. You do something to my cat, I'm going to do something to your dog. But listen, God is looking at you. And he's saying, stop your wicked ways. Turn from the things that you're doing and seek my face. Oh, some of you today, you're running to and fro. And every time somebody mentions church to you, instead of going to church, you're going the opposite direction. You've got time and money to do everything else but come to church. My friends, God is looking at you.
He's
watching every move you make. There was a song out some years ago, every step you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you.
Yes,
the Bible lets us to know today that God is watching. His eyes is going everywhere, looking at everything that folks do. That's what's done in secret. It's going to be known out on the housetop. Jesus said it in the word. He said, what you do in the house is going to be put out on the rooftop. Amen. What you're doing behind closed doors is going to be brought out in the open. That what you've said in a closed ear is going to be put out on the loudspeaker. Everything that you do, God is watching it. And if God is putting it in the book of remembrance. He's remembering everything. Listen, when you stand before God, you got to give an account for the lies you told. You got to give an account for those excuses that you gave for not coming to church. You got to give an account to God for those excuses that you had when you could have did right, but you did not do right. Oh, my friends, God's eyes are watching you. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good.
Yes.
He's watching you when you're bad. He's watching you when you're good. And I say to you, old Christian today, God is watching you. You might be going through turmoils. You might be going through trials and tribulations. But listen, God is watching you. And he's going to bring you out. He's already given you the wherewithal to overcome. He sent the Holy Ghost back here, amen, to be a keeper to you and to keep you until he comes back for you. My friends, don't worry about it. You were the saved. You were the walking with the Lord. God is watching you. He sees when you've been mistreated. He sees when you've been talked about.
Yes.
He sees when you've been misunderstood. He sees when folks done lied on you. He sees when folks done taken from you. God is watching you.
He's watching.
And the Bible says he's coming back and he's going to pay every man according to his work, so shall be. If you've been lying, God's going to pay you for lying. Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to get a paycheck. When Jesus come back here, everybody's going to get a paycheck. If you've been fornicating, sleeping around, you're going to get a fornication paycheck. If you've been adultery, cheating on your spouse, you're going to get an adulterous paycheck. Oh, my friends, if you've been living saved, you're going to get a saved paycheck. Everybody's going to get paid. Why? Because God is watching you. He's keeping your time. He's going to pay you according to your works. If you do wrong, you're going to get paid for doing wrong. It'd be unfair for God to just pay the folks that's doing right. He's going to pay everybody. Whether you're doing right or wrong, you're going to get paid. Now, the thing is, what kind of paycheck you're going to get? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. If you don't do right, you're going to have a paycheck that's going to cause you to really cry because you're going to have nothing to keep you out of the lake of fire. If you're doing right, you're going to have a paycheck that's going to help you to get on over into those mansions where the Lord has promised that he would give us when he comes back. My friends, God is watching you. Be careful of what you do. Be careful of where you go. Some of y'all are going places you ain't got no business going. You're supposed to be saved. You're sitting up in a nightclub. You're supposed to be saved. You're sitting up in a rock concert. You're supposed to be saved. You're sitting up in a den of thieves. You're supposed to be saved. You're over in the number hole somewhere. God is watching you. You got to come out of that stuff. Amen. If you want to please God, you got to come out of that and realize God is watching you. All of your secret sins, God knows about it. You might be sinning and nobody else on the planet Earth knows about it, but God's eyes see you. For the Bible says he's beholding the good and the evil. Listen at this. If you wind up in hell, God's watching you, because the psalmist said, if I make my bed in hell, there God is. No matter where you go, my friend, God is watching you. Let's let him watch us with a smile on his face and not with a frown. Remember, do what's right. Obey God's word. Repent of yourself. Some of you today need to get right with God. Some of you are in church, but you're not right with God. You need to get right with God and do what's right. Repent of your sins and get baptized in Jesus' name and let God fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And live right. My bishop, Bishop Poole, used to tell us it's just as easy to live right as it is to live wrong. You can live right if you so desire. All you got to do is make up in your mind, I want to do right. And if you keep in mind, one thing that will help you to do right, if you keep in mind that God sees you no matter where you are, you'll have some integrity. You'll say, Lord, I can't do that. Although my friends don't know it, although my loved ones don't know it, God knows it. So I have to do what's right because God is watching me. My friends, wherever you are, remember, the Lord sees you and he's watching you. You were the same. Keep your mind on Jesus and realize that God is watching you. Every step that you take and every move that you make, God is watching you. As the song says, all alone on the road to true souls, true abode, there's an eye watching you. Every step that you take, this great eye is awake. There's an eye watching you.